Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Seven lines down in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Bishamay Emrin Mavirin Mi Al Hashulchan Atzamayis Veklipin Uveisel Emrin Misalik as a Tav Lakula Ominara." So we have the way the Mishnah presents the Machlikas Bishamay Beisila. We have over here that Bishamay is a Mekel. And Beis Hillel is the Machmir. Bishamay is the Mekel, and they say you're allowed to take from the Shulchan Atzamas and Klipin bones and shells and so on, even though bones and shells are usually considered to be Muktzah. Bishamay are Mekel to say you can take bones and shells. Whereas Beis Hillel Imrim, Misalik is a Tavla Kula Uminara, you cannot directly take the bones and the shells, but rather you lift up the tray. And by lifting up the tray, that's the way that you can remove the bones from the shells. That's the way the Mishnah presents the Machlekes Bishamay and Beis Hillel. And we're going to see in the Gemara that the Gemara is going to be Mahapich, the two Shitas. There's an interesting Rashi here, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Mavirin. Rashi says, Rashi says, Mavirin Biyadayim Al HaShulchan Atzamis. This is the Rashi. Matzamas koshin she'enan ru'in lekelev. So these are hard bones which are not roi lekelev. Even hard bones which are not roi lekelev, we're going to say that Beishamai permits and Beis Hillel aser. Tesis over here asks and says, like a Pesha Kuntres. He says, not like Rashi. The Pireish afilu koshin. Ve'ena ru'uyin la'achilas klavim. The Haitana Amrin in the Gemara, the Krib Shimon Sfirle. I mean, the one who says ultimately that you're allowed to be metal to the Atzamas and the Klipin, I mean, again, we mentioned it, the way our Mishnah presents it, Bisham is the Mekel, the Gemara is going to switch it, and the Gemara is going to say that Beis Hillel is the one who says you can be metal to the Atzamas and Klipin. But at the end of the day, the Shita which says that you're allowed to be metal to the Atzamas and Klipin is the Shita which holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Lasle Mukta. So says, Thesis, the Haitana, Amrina Begimar, the Krib Shimon Svirle, Rabbi Shimon Boilachala Pachis, Ru'uyes, Lamaychal Beheva. I mean, surely, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though Lasle Mukta, it still has to be edible for an animal. The Ktani Mavir Malashuch and Pirin Machulo Vimnesh, Humaychal Beheva, Makmina Begimar Kava says, surely, I mean, why would Rashi say that we're discussing over here in the Mishnah moving bones which are not even edible for animal consumption? That seems to be a little bit strange. Tesis flat out disagrees with Rashi and says it's just not possible to learn. So when the Mishnah says you can be metalful atzamais, it's referring to atzamais which are inedible. The Ritva over here quotes Tesfas, Hekshuba Tesfas, and Cain, even of Shimon, would be metalfalit. Because think about it, if you've got bones which are totally inedible, it's like a stick. There's no teres kli, there's nothing. It's like, so even of Shimon would ask it. That's what Tesfas says, Hekshuba Tesfas, then Cain, of Shimon, Osir, Latatan, Dahaleka, Alayhu, teres kli, and so on. So he says that, I mean, it says a very interesting, Alavade batzamas v'klipin haro'im lebe'im o'y leklav maskin. It has to be that they're edible. But Rashi, zal lefum riyate le'iyen ba ve'epshishu to sefer adkan. So it says the Ritva, a very interesting thing that Rashi just didn't pick up on it. It's a little bit of a strange shot. Seems a strange thing to say that about Rashi. And number two, for Rashi to actually go ahead and be mefarish and say something and make a comment and say that the comment was without any iyun, for Rashi to actually say those words, atzamis koshin, she'enan ruyin lekelev, I mean, it makes a point of saying two things. It's hard, it is inedible, to say lefumri to le'inba, or to say that it's just a mistake, a little bit difficult. There is a Magine Shleime over here. We know that Kishmei Kainhu, the Sefer Magine Shleime, was authored to defend Rashi from the attacks of Tesis. And the Magine Shleime was very strong in his shitas, and he and he would kaseida defend Rashi, and I think apparently he had a dream that Rashi came to him and said, thank you so much for defending me from all the lions of the Bali Tesvis and so on. But he has a very interesting shot to explain why it is that Rashi was not a mistake, and Rashi was Ma'ayin, and Rashi had to say that it was speaking in such a case. We'll see, maybe if we have time, we'll come back to it. But Al-Khaponim, that's the question on Rashi, the way Rashi learns, and the Ritzvah and the Magen Shlomo. Fine. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Mavirin mi'al ha'shulchan pirurin pachas v'kezayis. So one removes from the table crumbs which are less than a kezayis. Okay, so you're moving from the table crumbs which are less than a kezayis. Okay. Rashi learns over here, Purim Pachas Mikazayis, for Kol Shekin Kezayis, can be first time as Shein Michael Behema, meaning even ones which are less than a kezayis, one is able to pick up, but certainly ones which are larger than a kezayis, which they're already considered to be Eimel Michael Behema, you're also able to pick up. V'seyar Shalafunim, Seyar Adoshim, and so too the shar bits, like the husk, the shell of kidneys, legumes, and beans, and the like. Mevnei, shehu, maichol behem, all these things you're allowed to move, they are considered to be maichol behema. The last thing in the Mishnah, very interesting, is svoig, if you have a sponge. Im yesh loy arbe sachiz, if it's got some type of a leather handle, mekanchen boy, then you are able to wipe with it. Bimlab ein mekanchen boy. And if it doesn't have a leather handle, you may not wipe with it. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Ar beis achiza, beis achiza shal ar shiach zenobay, some type of a leather handle to hold on to it. Mekanchen boy, then you can wipe your tablets, your tray. Otherwise, ein mekanchen boy, shikusha uchzoy, mischat bein etzvaoisov. Because if there's no handle, then you have to hold on to the actual sponge, and when you hold on to the sponge, it seems to be inevitable that you're going to cause liquid to come out of the sponge, and therefore there's going to be a problem of schita. So again, the last thing in the Mishnah, Sfoigim Yeshla Arbe Sachiz Mekanchen Boy, the Imlab Ein Mekanchen Boy. And finally, we say the Bach says to take out the chacham and bein kach, whether it has a handle or not, nitl v'shabbos, meaning it's not considered to be mukta. Rashi says if it's dry, you're allowed to pick it up and move it. Ve'ena mekabel tuma, and it's not susceptible to tuma. Says Rashi, the ena likely eats, fully begged, fully sat, fully matachis. It's not really the type of material which is subject to types of tuma. So again, what do we have in this Mishnah? The first din, we have a machlokes again, the way our Mishnah presents it. It's a machlokes b'shamai being meko, and b'shilol being machmir, legabe. Are you allowed to biodime, pick up bones and shells? B'shamai are meko, b'shilol are machmir. That was one din. Then the next din was that you are mavir from the shulchan, very small crumbs, even if they're less than a kezayis. You're allowed to remove the shells, the husks of the legumes and beans, because they're Michael Behema. And finally, the third din of the Mishnah was with regards to a sponge, so depending on whether or not it has a sponge or not, would depend whether or not you're allowed to hold it. And again, Rashi seems to say that the reason why, if it doesn't have a handle, you're not allowed to grab the wet sponge, is because you're going to be seichet bein etzba oisav. That is what Rashi says. just to mention, there's an interesting shita of the Ravid over here who disagrees with Rashi. I mean, he's obviously going on the Rambam, not on Rashi, but the Rambam learns like Rashi in the way he explains the Mishnah. And the Ravid disagrees. And this is the Ravid of Kashali, the Chiyesh Lebeis Achiz and Mayhavi. What difference does it make if it has a sponge or not? Iyakshar. I mean, if it's a wet sponge, or even if I hold it from the handle, I mean, presumably if you rub the sponge area, you're still going to get the liquid to come out. So it must be that somehow the sponge kind of turns it into something different, says the Ravid. Vani Omer, Kaven sheyesh lebeis achiza havalei ketzleiches malei mayim. It's like a bottle which is filled with mayim. Shemerik mimena mayim. You're allowed to pour it out. Aval kishen lebeis achiza havalei kebeged ve'asel aseichtei. It's very interesting. Says the Ravid, if you have a handle on the sponge, so it's no longer like a sponge. It's like a bottle with mayim inside it. You can empty pour it out. Aye, the mayim's coming out of the bottle. You're right. But obviously, when mayim comes out of a backbook, a bottle, we don't consider it schita. It's never absorbed. It's just that's the function of a bottle that it stores. It contains mayim. And that's really the way that the Chazanish explains this Ravid. He says that it now becomes like derech tashmishay. It's almost like you've changed it from being just the regular sponge, which, you know, when you hold it and you squeeze it, the liquid comes out. You've turned it into like a different type of kli. Just like if you have a bottle, it's made to have mayim go in and out. So now this is also made to have things go in and out, which seems to be quite an incredible chiddush in Havana, that even though you're actually doing a schita, you're actually causing the sponge to squeeze out the liquid, in which case we should say, what's going on over here? You're doing an act of schita, but the Rabbi cannot fathom that somehow if you have a sponge, it's going to be any different. I mean, if the sponge is wet, and the fact that I hold it from the handle, but if I go over the surface, surely the wetness is still going to come out. So the Ravid understands it must be more of a lumdish adin, that a handle kind of creates it into something else, and now it's going to be mutter to do. That is the way the Ravid understands. Fine, good. It says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Anu ein lanu ella beishamek Rav Yudo beishamek Rav Shimon. We, our Masera is to learn the Shittos the opposite way round. Not that beishamek is the Mekel and beishamek is the Machmer. That beishamek is the Machmer. Kedarkei bakoidesh, kedarkom bakoidesh, and the beishamek is the Mekel. And if you look at Tesis directly across, anu ein lanu ella beishamek Rav Yudo. It makes sense to say like Rav Nachman says, Tesis, because in Mesechus Edius there it mentions the cases where Beis Shammai are Mekel and Beis Hillel are Nachman. It doesn't mention this Mishnah. Now Lamai says, Tesis, V'hainu Kirav Nachman, and so on. Fine, good. Then we said, Ma'vir Malashulchan Pirurin, you're allowed to remove these little crumbs from the table. Now, the Mishnah was telling us this din in reference to a Hilchus Mukta Shaila. That if you have crumbs, even they're small crumbs, even though they're less than a kezias, you're allowed to pick them up off the table. The Gemara is going to pick up on something very different. Says the Gemara, Misayei Aleil Rabbi Yechanan. Our Mishnah is a Siyut Rabbi Yechanan, Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Peruin She'ein Bem Kezias. Crumbs less than a kezias, osur la abdon biyad. You're not allowed to destroy them. So somehow our Mishnah is a siyua to Rabbi Yechanan's din. How so? How exactly is our Mishnah a siyua? So Rashi says, osur la abdon biyad, midiktani mavirin biyadayim. You need to take them off. Take them off the table. Take these little crumbs off the table, meaning you're not allowed to destroy them. You're not allowed to chuck them out. So yes, the discussion in our Mishnah is a discussion in Mukta that says the Gemara Agav, we can infer, we can bring a siyut to Rabbi Yechon's din, that from the fact that it says you should remove the little crumbs, it must be, and you're not supposed to destroy them. Tesis over here, once again, has problems with Rashi. If you look at Tesis, Pirurin. Tesis says, Pirurin she'ein ben kezayis. Osur la'abdun biyad. It is also to be ma'abedit with one's hands. Pirish b'kundris mediktani ma'avirin. But the fact that it says ma'avirin, mediktani zarkin. Practices, what do you mean? The kosher l'rebi. Debereisha namiktani magbiin ma'alashulchan atzameis v'klipin. I mean, it also says you should kind of lift off the table the bones and the shells. V'leiktani zarkin. It also doesn't say chuck them off. Everyone agrees you're allowed to destroy bones and shells. So how can you make such a diok, Rashi, when clearly the Reisha, which speaks about bones and shells, you are allowed to be ma'abed b'yodayim, and still it seems to imply that you need to remove them off the table. That's the first kasha. If the shamash who is serving at the meal is a Talmud Chacham, he will know to remove the pieces which are kazayis plus before he brings mayim achrenim to the table, because he doesn't want people to wash mayim achrenim over perurim, which are the size of a kazayis. But the pieces less than a kazayis, he'll leave. And that says the Gemara, Messiah Rabbi Yechon to Amay Pirun She'ein Ben Gezayis Mutter La'abdan Biyad. You're allowed to be to destroy them. The opposite of the way our Gemara presents it. Our Gemara says, our mission is to see you with Rabbi Yechon, and says you're not allowed to destroy small pieces. There the Gemara says that Messiah Rabbi Yechon to Amay Pirun She'ein Ben Gezayis Mutter La'abdan Biyad. The shamish will leave small crumbs when he brings the mayim achrenim. So what? You're going to wash over little crumbs. You're allowed to destroy it like Rabbi Yechanan said. It says, this is the Avshal Ligris Hasam Osir. And by definition, based on what the deen and the sugi is over there, that is the girsa. So that is correct. So Tezis has a problem. And near the Rebbe, the Hachagah seen mutter. So we have to keep Rabbi Yechon consistent to what he says in Maseches Brachos. Just like over there, Rabbi Yechon says, Piru and Shemem Kazayis, it must mean that he said, Mutter la'abdin biyad, so to over here, Mutter la'abdin biyad. Aye, if so, what's the Gemara doing over here? V'diyek mide itzrich le'misne mipneishu maicho behema. From the fact that it needed to say that the reason why you're allowed to take these crumbs off the table, even the small little crumbs, less than the kazayis, mipnei yishu maichol beheima, dehainu mashma delei chazi la'adam, meaning it's no longer roy for a human being. V'havi kisha maichol beheima, umutel abdon, and it's like regular maichol beheima, you would be allowed to be ma'abedam. So again, another machlekes Rashi tezis, agav, there's another magine shlem over here, who is miyashiv Rashi, which is really a tall order, because Tesis has two very strong kashas and Rashi. But Al-Kobanim, again, the way we're learning Rashi over here, Poshet, the Gemara is saying that you remove from the table small little crumbs, and that's the Siyut Rabbi Yechanan, who says even small crumbs you're not allowed to destroy, from, says Rashi, from the fact that it says you need to remove them with your hand as opposed to being zerik them. Fine. Then we said, Sa'ar shalafunim, you have the husks, the shells of these, the peas and legumes and what have you. You're also allowed to take them off. You're allowed to take them off directly with your hands. Because it's maichol behema. Good. It says, Gemara, mani rib shimini, the less lay mukta. I mean, even though these things are not necessarily roya, Lemaichel Adam, if you look at Rashi directly across, the Lesli Mukta Dir Yehuda Miasma Lav Lebeima Kaima. Yesterday these things were not Imid Lebeima Shahreha Eichel Haye Imaem Bayem Lekeach Lamaluk Lekeach Mehem, meaning you extracted or you've removed the actual food from it, and you're just left with a husk with a shell, and therefore it should be some type of a Neilad issue of sorts. Alamai, the Tana, who is Mekel, it must be it's going like Rebbe Shimon. Says the Gemara Maseifa, Svoig, it says by the case of the sponge, Im Yesh Levesachiz Mekanchen Boivim Lave Mekanchen Boivim, if there's no handle, you're not allowed to wipe with it. Well, why not? According to Rebbe Shimon, isn't Eli Davashin Miskavan? Hasan Rebbe Yehuda, the Amr Davashin Miskavan, Asar. It must be like Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Shimon would say Davashin Miskavan is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Baha, Afil Reb Shimon, Moide, Dabai, Varav, Damitavayu, Moide, Reb Shimon, the Psikresh of Olayamos. I mean, even Reb Shimon would agree that it's considered to be a Psikresh, if there is no handle on it, and therefore even Reb Shimon would matter it. And again, without going back into this in too much detail, but just bearing in mind what we saw before in Rashi and the Ravid, this line of the Gemara is actually very noteworthy in trying to understand what the Machlekes, the Rashi, and the Ravid, and if there's a Raya, possibly it's a Shita's Rashi from this line of the Gemara. Fine. Let's leave that for now. Says the Gemara Vayta, Hadi garinin d'tmari, armaisa shor l'taltalinu. If you have the garinim, the pips of the dates. So if it is the tamari armaisa, a particular type of date, which is a low grade, low quality date, and these are types of dates which you'd even feed to your animal at times. Therefore, if you happen to have just the shells, just the garinim, the pips, you can feed them to your animals. Charlotte Altalino, Hoyle Vachazian Agav Iman, because these are things which, the whole thing together with the flesh, these are considered to be Michael Behema. There's no difference between the two. Whereas, Uda Parsaisa, but if it's the Persian ones, where the flesh of the date is of good quality and it's not given to the animals, Asr, you would now no longer, you would not be able to be metal for them. Rashi says, so those ones you are not able to feed to the animals. So the armaisa, they're the bad ones. And even the actual tamarim themselves you can feed to the animal. And therefore, the garinim, agav, the flesh, the whole thing is aimed lebehema. The whole date you could feed to the animal. Whereas the good quality dates, being that they would never omid l'maychal behema, so then even if you have the garinim by themselves, you wouldn't be able to feed them to the animals, because l'chair the Gemara means to say, because before Shabbos, the date itself was omid l'maychal adam. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, Shmuel metaltalu agav rifta. What did Shmuel do with these garinim? With these pips, he would be metal to them, agav, a slice of bread. Meaning these garinim would he would place them where they would fall onto a slice of bread, and then he would pick up the bread, and that's the way that he would be metal to these garinim. Sharnam shapaz, yamin shmuel tamei, this is shmuel, shitas, adam shmuel, isa adam kol tzarka, in the past, a person is allowed to use bread, even in a manner which might seem to be somewhat undignified, meaning Rashi says the ein kam mishum bizayon, it's not considered to be a bizayon. The fact that you're using the bread as like as a glorified tray, that Shmuel allows you to do. Rabba metaltalu agav latana de maya. Rabbi used to be metaltam agav a jug of mayim if it fall in, and he would be metaltam agav the jug. Rahuna Braider Yeshua Ovid Lahu Kagrashal Rey. He would pile up these garinim until he had a great big pile of the pips of the dates, and it would be unsightly, and then he would have the hatzer of Grashal Rey. Rashi says, Sayyidun Lafanov, he would pile them up in front of him, Kisha Uchla Tamarim, so he'd eat, and he would just make a pile of them. Ajni Messes Be'inov. And then he would take them to Grashal Rey. We know that once something is a Grashal Rey, you're allowed to be metaltalit biodayim. You don't need to be metaltalit with the shinui. You don't need to be metaltalit with the tzoltam and atzad. You can be metaltalit directly and so on. And that's quite relevant for those people who like to eat their pitzuchim at the end of a meal, garinim and the like. And it is quite unsightly to have this whole pile of shells of garinim and so on that is considered to be a grashal rei. I mean, usually it's considered to be a grashal rei for a lot of people. And you'd be allowed to take them, be a dayim, and dispose of them. Good. So that's what he used to do. Amnei Rav Ashna, Meimar, Vechi Oisim Grashal Rei Lechatchila. I mean, are you allowed to initiate, create, orchestrate a grashal rei? I mean, a grashal rei is a bidyevit. If it happens, it happens. But it seems to be that Ravashi's kasha was, how could it be that the Rav Huna Breit of Yeshua used to do this? Because you're not allowed to make a grashal rei lechatchila. The Gemara doesn't say what he responded to that. as to why Rabbi Yehuda Bishua did it. I mean, maybe he held it. That's not called making graf shorei lechatchila. That's called eating your garinim, and you finished eating, and now it's a graf shorei. Maybe that's not, he understood that's not called graf shorei lechatchila. Rav Sheshi Zarek Lub, Lishna used to spit them out with his tongue. This way, that would be a way of discarding the muk, so he wouldn't have to touch it with his hands. Rabban Bazak Lu Achiri Amitza used to chuck them behind the bed. Amrulava Rab Zahai Ben Avkulos. Shahimar Sibonav Achiri Amitza Bazak. And he also used to do the same thing. He used to turn his head and chuck them behind the bed. Ajnlav Natal Adam Ez Benoy. Good. Okay, we move on to Perek Chavis. Sagu Mishnah Chavish and Nishbra Matzilin Hemena Mazin Shalesh Sudois. So we had a similar discussion in Kol Kisvei, and here we're saying if you have a barrel which broke, and again there is concern that if we allow a person to do too much, maybe it'll start to bring kalim and jogs through the Rosh Hasharabim and so on, and therefore we can limit a person to their ability to be matzil. So, matzilin emeno mazin shalosh sudeis, you're allowed to be matzil 3 sudeis worth. Rashi says, v'afilu b'kilim harbe, d'ilu b'chad mona, aminim b'chol kisra ha-kodesh, d'kama d'boi matzil, if it's one keli, we're not concerned. As we mentioned, the concern is you might come to bring many other kelim, so we allow you to be matzil 3 sudeis worth, and so on. And so too, you're allowed to go and tell others, Bayu Vatzil Lachem, come and be matzil for yourselves. You can also take for yourselves 3 sudas worth. Ubilvad Shle Yisfeig, but you need to be careful when you're being matzil the yayin, which broke, that you don't come to do an act of schitza. Rashi says, Ubilvad Shle Yisfeig, Shle Yastim Sfeig, the Makama Yayin, Lachzer. The concern is you might end up squeezing. So don't do that. Fine. One should not squeeze out fruit for the sake of extracting liquid. So here we're going to get into the discussion of Schitas Peiros. She says in Sechnas Saperes the Havali Mefarik she told her the Disha, which is the tolda of Disha, just like when they would remove the inner kernel from the outer kernel, and they would extract something which was lodged inside. So too, when you squeeze the liquid out of the fruit, that is Mefarik, that is a tolda of Dashin. Ein Sechnas Saperes Leitzim and Mashkin. V'miyotzu me'atzman asurin. Now what about if the liquid oozed out by itself? And this can be very common if you pick lots of fruit, and then the sheer weight, if you've got a barrel of fruit, so the fruit at the bottom of the barrel are being crushed, and liquid can ooze out. V'miyotzu me'atzman asurin. V'miyotzu, it depends, we don't always ask. Now why do we ask? By the way, Rashi says, very important Rashi, Asurin gzerisham yischot lachatchila, because the concern is that if we allow you to use that liquid, you might end up being seichet lachatchila, and at times there's going to be an issadiraisa, as we're going to see. So the Tanakhama seems to say in all cases there's going to be an issa with a liquid which oozed out. Rabbi Yehuda said, im la'oichlin, if you took this fruit for the sake of the food, you're not necessarily interested in the liquid, you just want oichlin. So then we would say, ayyitzimehen mutter, that which comes out is going to be mutter, because I didn't store this for the sake of liquid. I want grapes. I don't want grape juice. I like eating grapes. So therefore, im la'ichna yitzman is mutter. Im la'mashkin ha'yitzman asa. So he says, we need to go ahead and take a look and see. Let's just take a look at a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, im la'ichlin, hei mechunasim, oysam peris, ha'yitzman mutter, de le'nichale b'mesh zavu v'lekele migze ben shema yischit. Very mistaber tain of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, the whole reason why you want to ask is because of a gzeira. that if we allow me to use the liquid, then I might end up being seichel lechatchila. I don't want the liquid. I want grapes. And therefore there's no makom to make gzeira. Whereas, in lemashkin mechunasim, if I brought them in and gathered them for the sake of the liquid, then asurin and denichalein b'may denavku minayu, v'nizkayim ha-machshavte, v'ikal ha-migzish ha-miyischait, and so on. Fine. So that is the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda being the makel. Good. Says the Mishnah, Chaloiz Dvash, if you have a honeycomb, Shariskan, and you crushed it, Mayor of Shabbos, you crushed it, and now the Yotsu Me'atzman, and now the honey oozes out, it drizzles out, the Yotsu Me'atzman, Asurin, it is Asur, the Rebbe Eliezer Matir. Let's just see Rashi. Chaleis dvash ma'achashim u'risakin. Once they've been crushed somewhat, hadvash zov me'elov, the honey oozes out by itself, mitech ha'shaiva, from the wax. Ve'ein derech l'seichte, it's not the norm for a person to actually squeeze it. Ilkech Rebbe Eliezer matter. Rebbe Eliezer matter, z'chacham ha'vishum gzira atu she'inim u'risakim, delma marasik lo. And the chacham still answer it, to one which isn't marusik at all. Fine. So again, so what do we have in the Mishnah? We have the first din is if you have a barrel of wine which breaks, or a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil, as we'll see, then we said you can be matzal 3 sudas worth. We said the concern is that if we allow more of a hatzala, you might come to bring jugs, and go through the Rosh Hashanah and so on. You need to be careful about schita, about trapping it in sponges and so on. Then we said, and the next din was the din of schitas peiros. You're not allowed to be sick of peiros for the sake of extracting the liquid, and that is called mefarik, which is a told of dosh. If it came up by itself, the chachamim always asked her, and Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you wanted it for the food, it's going to be mutter. There's no market to make gzeira, but if you wanted it for the liquid, then we do make gzeira. And then the final case of chalas dvash, which were already marusak, and it comes out by itself, and it's no longer the derech to squeeze. So then here, the lez is mat, and the chum is still asking zero, and it's not marusak. Fine. Sag b'gimar tana. Loy yispeig b'yayin. Don't squeeze the wine. B'loy tapach b'shemen. And you should not even kind of, with your hand, kind of smear up and gather up the shemen, and then kind of wipe it down onto the keli to try and mop up as much oil as possible. So that you shouldn't do in a regular weekday manner. Rashi says, v'tapach means machnis be'kapoy, you stick your palm in, v'ashemen nidvagba, and then you kind of get all the oil to stick on, and then omekan chaybisfasa kli. And then you kind of wipe it down on the kli, and you could probably get a fair amount of oil back into the kli by doing so. V'asrua mishom ovdin d'chol. And this is going to be included under the broad category of ovdin d'chol, which we'll come back to in a second. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says, nispazru leipeireis b'chatzer. If your fruit scattered in the chatzer, and that's going to be important that it's in the chatzer as opposed to in the field, but if it's spread out in the chatzer, malachit al-yad, al-yad, so you can gather bit by bit, small amounts, v'aychel, is our girsa, malachit al-yad, al-yad, v'aychel, so according to our girsa, you're going to gather the fruit bit by bit and eat. Avalilite chasal, valilite chakupa, but not into the regular kalim which you use when you would harvest, the sal and a kupa, shloyase kederech shu'oise b'chol, in order not to do the same way as you would do in a weekday. So number one, the reason why there's no problem of ma'amar over here, ma'amar is when you pile up fruit, and that's a malacha, is because ma'amar is only b'mokim giduloi. Once, if you have a basket of oranges which spills in your kitchen, or here we're saying even in your courtyard, that's not the place where you grow your fruit. Therefore, that's not considered to be an act of ma'amar. It's interesting, if you look at Tezis over here, Malakit al-Yad v'Oichel, Tezis says near the Ligar Sinin v'Oichel, Meditani seif avoloi letechasal, letechakupa. Mashma hanech dafka siri mishumu de chol. Avolotech kapoi, shori. So, Tosfos understands it's not that you need only if I gather it and I eat it. Gather it and I eat it. Tosfos says it's mashma from the hemshech that it's only problematic if you put it in the types of kalim which you would usually put it in when you would harvest. But short of that, if I just kind of gather them up in my arms, so then that should be fine. Why do I need to be gerus the word va'eichel? Al kopanim, we said, don't do it in a weekly manner, because don't do it in the regular way with a sal mikupa, because of uvdin dechol. Now, uvdin dechol is very difficult. It's very unclear as to come up with a good working definition. What exactly is uvdin dechol? And you know, there's different things, new inventions, and people say, uvdin dechol, that's going to be uvdin dechol. So there's a couple of sources which speak a little bit about uvdin dechol. There's the Igeris of the Rambam, where the Rambam says the following. He says, the Eina Pirish Lesser Koma Sheis of Chol. I mean, Uvdin Dechol does not include asking the things which we necessarily always do on a weekday. Then Cain, La Yechov, La Yisav, Kedev Sheis of Chol. You shouldn't eat in the same manner that you eat on a weekday, and you shouldn't recline in the same manner that you recline on a weekday. Ela Yesh Be Gimel Ifanim. He says, Im She'asru Chacham Hadar Mishum D'Dumya L'Echad Mi'alamet Es Malachas. Something which is similar to the Lamet Es Malachas. They might classify as uvdin dechol, or al yidei kach yavel la'aseh malacha, something which might cause you to then end up doing a malacha, or mishum tirch yiseira, or something which involves a great tircha. Those are things which Chazal asked because of uvdin dechol. In Rosh Chodesh Zalman Arbach, in a tshuva which is printed in the Sefer Ma'ar HaShabbos, Michtav Beis, Oiz Beis, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Ubi Iker Hagdoras Uvda Dechol Agid Loi Ne'emana Shemitzad Asvar. I'll tell you what I think logically. He says, the Hainu Bechiai Gavne Shurigilam Lasis Eisidavar Beshah Shemis Askim Bedavar Shasa Lasis Beshabbos. If the type of action which you do, when usually that action is done when you're doing something which is Asr. So for instance, we said don't gather these fruit in the kupa nasal, over the dechol. So says the Shlomo Zalman, yeah, because you usually use the kupa nasal when you're involved in the malach of kitzira, when you're harvesting your fruit. You're using those types of things. So, you know, the actual thing of using those, using the kupa nasal when I'm just cleaning up my courtyard, there's no malacha whatsoever, but those are the types of things which I would usually use when I would do a malacha. O mishum kach, gam medida, havale uvdin dechol. Medida is also an uvdin dechol type of activity. Meishu b'derach klal, moididin g'di lasis, achakach masha osa lasis b'shabbos, because you usually end up measuring something for the sake of something which you shouldn't do. Says Shlomo Zalman, ach afal piken ein ani yedea dover borer b'zeh. I don't have clarity as to what exactly is the clear definition of uvdin dechol. I'll go bottom, and he says, it seems to me that we usually say something is going to be awesome, uvdin dechol, when it's usually accompanied with, possibly right after, with some type of forbidden activity. Okay, now we go into the discussion of Shechitas Peiros. So let's just maybe give a little bit of a hakdama and also mention some of the differences between nowadays and Bizman Chazal. So we already mentioned that Shechitas Peiros, Rashi said that the reason why it's Aser is because of Mefarik, and it's a Toldah of Dosh. You're extracting a liquid from inside, and that therefore is going to be Aser. Now, the question is, what really is considered to be a liquid? Meaning, there's some things which the Torah considers to be liquids. The Torah reckons them to be liquids, like let's say oil, and wine, grape juice, tirish, yitzar. I mean, the Torah gives names to them. Tirish and yitzar, these are things which the Torah has machshed them to be proper liquids. But the Torah doesn't speak about apple juice and orange juice. And the Torah doesn't even speak about pomegranate juice and so on. So some say that the reason why we're going to see in the sugya that the most chamor types of schita is olives and grapes. Olives and grapes is because those are the types of liquids which the Torah deems and reckons and classifies as liquids. And therefore it's considered that I've extracted a liquid from the solid. That is an act of schita. Others say that the reason why olives and grapes are going to be more chamer than other types of liquids is because it's the norm. It's the derech. There's a certain orche bekach. It's normal to make grape juice and olive oil and so on. But it's not so normal to make apple juice and orange juice. Again, you know, in former times. Which then opens up a discussion. Well, one second. Then maybe nowadays we could say that it's common to have apple juice and orange juice. So maybe we should already say that that's going to be more chomor. So there is going to be a big deal. Like, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we'll just, you know, mention the halacha and we'll see the sugya. But la halacha, we make this distinction very clearly in Shin Chaf. And we say, Zeisim anavim asala seichtan mim yatsu ma'atzman asurin. Meaning, the most chomor is going to be olives, grapes and olives. Number one, you cannot squeeze them. If they come up by themselves, they're asur. Whatever the hezbo we just said is, the grapes and olives, that is the worst. We're going to get to a middle, the next lower down category, which we're going to see in our sugya discussed, is types of berries, tusim, virimainim, and pomegranate juice. We're going to say it's going to be asa to be seichet it, but perhaps only asa midrabanan. And here, if the liquid oozes out, so it's going to depend. If it oozed out itself and you actually wanted the berries and the pomegranates to eat, it's going to be permitted to eat. But if you wanted it for the liquid, it's going to be aser. Whereas, says the Shulchan Aruch, shar kol haperis mutal asachtan. All other ones, you're actually allowed to squeeze it lechatchila, says the Mechaber. It means, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can take an orange and squeeze it for its juice. It's not going to be awesome with your raisa, because that's only grapes and olives. It's not going to be awesome with your rabbanan, because that's only tusim rimonim. And it's going to be mutter. The Ramah is going to be the one who's going to say, in a place where the minik is to be seichet, other types of fruit to drink, it's liquid, you know, be it because you're thirsty, be it out of enjoyment, then it's going to go up a notch. It's going to go up a level, and it's going to be in the level of tusim rimonim, which therefore, practically speaking for us, certainly for minig ashkenaz, is going to mean that pretty much all types of juice are going to be off limits. I mean, pretty much everything you make from pear juice and apple juice and orange juice and grapefruit juice and every type of juice you make. So everything is going to at least be also midrabanan. So again, olives and grapes, most chamor, we're going to have tusim anavim, which is going to be level 2, and then we're going to have shar peiros. And as we mentioned, either the reason is because some liquids, be'etzim, they're liquid because the Torah was mischashiv with them, the Torah has machshiv them to be a liquid, or is it dependent on what's orche, what's not orche? So let's see. Says the Gemara, ein sech min es ha-peiros. Am Rav Yehuda, am Shmur, moide haya Rav Yehuda lechachamim bezeisim anavim. Rav Yehuda would agree to the chachamim by olives and grapes. Remember, what was the machlokes in the Mishnah? If something oozes out by itself. So the Chachamim said, if it oozed out by itself, it's aser. Rabbi Yehuda said, it depends if you wanted it for food, if you wanted it for liquid. If you want it for food, there's no machlokes to make gzeira. Says the Rabbi Yehuda v'shim Shmuel, no. But a vada Rabbi Yehuda would agree, by Zezim Anove, my time at Kevin de Leschita Ninu. These are the types of fruit which are Aymed Feschita, Yohiv Daite. The person really wants it. The person is actually happy about it. and therefore, it's going to be also. Let's take a look at Rashi directly across. You harvested these things for the sake of grapes and olives, not for grape juice, not for olive oil. Nevertheless, a person says, you know what, I'm actually pretty pleased that I've got olive oil and I've got grape juice, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chacham that it's going to be aser, there's going to be a gzera. That is that. The Ula Amarav, no, Chalakai Rabbi Yehuda Apazesim Anovim. So we have ultimately a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Is Rabbi Yehuda Moida by Zesim Anovim or not? Shmuel says he is. Rav says he is not. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Halacha Kerbiuda Vishar Peirois, the Ein Halacha Kerbiuda Bezesim Anovim. We pass Kerbiuda like by everything else other than Zesim Anovim, and we pass Kerbiuda like Chachamim by Zesim Anovim, we make Exera by Zesim Anovim. So Omar Rabba, Omar Vida Mishmuel, Moida Hayer Rabbiuda Lechachamim Bezesim Anovim. Really, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim by Zeizim Anovim, Umaydim Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Peris, and they agree to Rabbi Yehuda by all other fruit. That's what seems to be understood at this stage. So, Frag the Gemara Kasha, one second. If so, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, L'Rabbi Abba, Elabamai Pligi. I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees by Zeizim Anovim, and the Chachamim agree by Shar Peris, so where do they disagree? Elabamai Pligi. Amalei said, Rabbi Abba, Lachi Tishkach, when you find it out. And he didn't kind of give him an answer. Amram Nahum Yitzchak Mistabra Batusim Rimayim Pligi. So now we introduce, as we mentioned, this middle level. So up until now we had Jost, Zesim Anovim, and Shar Peirus. And now, says Rabbi Nahum Yitzchak, no, there is in fact a middle level. Mistabra Batusim Rimayim Pligi. Yeah, let's just see the ration. This Mistabra Batusim Rimayim Pligi. The Ika de Boy Luhu Lamashkin. There are those who want pomegranate juice. Hilkach mashvelu rabbanin kizesim anovim. Therefore, the rabbanin are machmir to treat it like zesim anovim. Rabbi Yehuda poleg alayu to be mekel. Avol shar peres leked boi lehu lemashkin. So Rashi seems to say very clearly, no one wants them for any liquid. No one wants them for the juice. They don't want them for the juice. And as I think we mentioned before, there are other Gemaras where the Gemara seems to say very clearly that fruit juice is called Zeya Ba'alma. It's not really considered to be a proper manifestation of the fruit anymore. And therefore, I think we mentioned before that there can be, you know, lots of halachic nafkaminas, for instance, on Shemitah. If you've got Perish Shemitah, it's not posher to squeeze out the fruit for the sake of drinking its liquid. That could be tantamount to being ma'abid peris shvius fiyadayim. That's considered that you're destroying it because you had fruit with kedusha shvius, and now you have zeya ba'alma. You've got nothing. But it's interesting. Rashi says over here the reason why is leka deboy lehu lemashkin. No one wants them for their mashkin. Fine. So Al-Kabonim says, there is this middle darga of Tusim Rimayim. Good. Says the Gemara, Ditanya, Zesim Shemashach Mehen Shemen. You've got olives, which oil oozes out of them. Banovim Shemashach Mehen Yayin. Or you've got grapes, that wine oozed out of it. Vihichnison, and you stored them. Bein la'eichlin, bein la'mashkin, whether or not you stored them, meaning you kind of, Rashi says, this means mitzchilasin, meaning whatever the reason why you initially gathered them was, be it for the sake of food, be it for the sake of a drink, bein la'eichlin, bein la'mashkin, hayotze mehen aser. Anything which comes out of these things is going to be osur, irrespective of the reason why I gathered it. Now, tusim shemashich mehen mayim. If you've got berries and mayim oozed out of the tusim, or rimayim shemashich mehen yain, or we refer to it as yain tusim or yain rimayim, the wine of pomegranates. If you've got the liquid which oozed out of the pomegranate. So here, if you did it for the sake of food, you want pomegranates, you don't want pomegranate juice, then it's going to be mutter. Whereas, lamashkin ulistam, if it was done either for mashkin or if it was for stam, hayetzeman aser divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to say that it makes a difference. If you're doing it for the sake of food, that which comes out of it is going to be mutter, meaning that when there's no makam to make gzeira, because the guy specifically wants it for food. Whereas if he did it for mashkin, or the chiddush is, and the Gemara is going to challenge this, if he did it stam, meaning he just brought in pomegranates, it's not so clear why. Does he want pomegranates? Does he want pomegranate juice? So even in the case of stam, that which comes out of it is going to be aser, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So again, so what have we said over here? We have said that there is a middle darga. There is tusim rimayim. And Shmuel said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim by Zesim Vanavim. And the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peres. Where do they argue? They argue by tusim anavim, by tusim rimayim, excuse me. And again, we mean to say, if it's tusim rimayim, which you want for the sake of juice, everyone agrees if you want it for the sake of the liquid for the juice which oozes out of it is going to be osur. The question is, if you want it for the sake of food, then Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be mutter, and the Chachamim still say it's going to be osur. What about in the case of stam? So Rabbi Yehuda is also going to be machmer in stam. So even though Rabbi Yehuda was mako, he was only mako if I wanted specifically to have regular pomegranate fruit. I don't want the liquid. But if it's stam or for liquid, he's going to answer both of those cases. So let's just begin the next kasha. And the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this last line, which we just said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person brings in the pomegranate stam, and we don't know that he wants it necessarily for its juice, and juice oozes out, Rabbi Yehuda is going to ask the case of stam, the Gemara is going to ask the kasha now. So let's see, let's just at least see the beginning. Fregli Mar Vesav Rabbi Yehuda, stam, osur, is that true? Fregli Mar Kasha Votnan, we have a Mishnah in Mesachas Machshirin. Now, we're going to speak about different types of makshirin. Just to mention very quickly, we know, we've seen many times, that food is not susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah until it became wet. And there's seven types of liquids which have the ability to be makshir the food to make it susceptible. It has to become wet once the food is tolish, once it is detached. And it also has to become wet where the bailim are happy about the fact that it became wet. But for instance, if I, let's say, harvest my apples and they're in a basket and someone pours a bucket of mayim on it and I'm not happy about it, they're not yet mukshal kabel tumah. So it has to be that it's the linichusa of the bailim. So it says the Mishnah Vatanan, Chalav Yisha Metame Leratzin Vishalei Leratzin. The milk of a woman is metame, meaning to say it has the ability to subsequently cause tumor. It's machsha the food. It's machsha the food. Chalav yishem metame l'ratzin v'shalei l'ratzin. Whereas chalav eim, the milk of an animal, ain't a metame el l'ratzin. So there seems to be something very special in the chalav of a woman that even if it comes out shalei l'ratzin, it still has the ability to be machshir. If you look at the Rashi, 5 lines in the bottom, Halavisha Matam, it means machshir, l'ratzim, l'ratzim, b'in shiyotzim, imenu, l'ratzim.
Bein shiatsa shoyle rotsen shachalov karuy mashke. Halav is one of the seven liquids. Sham shenemar v'tiftach as neider isha v'tashkeu. So whether or not it's lerotsen shoyle rotsen, it is a mashke come what may, as opposed to the halav of an animal. Comes on Rabbi Kiva, says, what are you talking about? Am Rabbi Kiva, kavachemru. Omar halav isha she'inam yuchad el ketanim. It's not a proper drink. It's only a drink for ketanim. And metama leratzin shalaratzin, and still it's able to be machshir, even if it's shalayla ratzin. Halav de'ima shem yuchad bein ketanim bein gedolim. The milk of an animal, which is omed l'shtia, even for gedolim, it's much more of an objective liquid, and therefore surely it should be machshir, even shalayla ratzin. Eina din shvitam bein ratzin shvitam shalayla ratzin. That is Rabbi Kiva's taina. Amr lois, the chacham said back to Rabbi Kiva, no. There's something special about chalav isha. Im tamei chalav isha shalayla ratzin, you know why chalav isha is machshir, even shalayla ratzin? Shadam magifasa tame, because the dam of a wound of a human being is metame, as we're going to see, even shalayla ratzin. If a person gets wounded, now usually when a person gets wounded, presumably it's shalayla ratzin. And dam, the dam of a human being, is also one of the shiva mashkel. So you see that when it comes to a human being, the mashke, the dam, is a machshir, even shalayla ratzin. And that's why the chalav of a woman could be metame, shalayla ratzin. So again, amru lai, the rabbanan said to Agiva, im tame chalav isha shalayla ratzin, shadam agifasa tame, whereas yitma chalav habehema shalayla ratzin. Do you want to therefore say that the chalav of the behema should be metame, shalayla ratzin? That after all, shadam agifasa tahar. Let's just take a look at the top Rashi. Shadar magifasa shal isha. This is going back on the previous Amud. The dam of the wound of a woman or a human being. Im nagav ragla yadav chol chabura shiatz mimena dam gedam vreg dam anida dam chalom dahino dam horig karimashka. The dam of a slain person is called a liquid. Shneimu v'dam chalalim yishte. It speaks about drinking the blood of the slain. The dam magifas mefarshas, and the dam chalon have a the mali katle kula mali katle palag. It doesn't make a difference if the person is slain and dead, or if it's, the person is just wounded. Says Rashi, the cholov kedam magifasai, and there is actually a link between the milk and the blood. The dam neakavenas the cholov, because the dam actually changes and becomes milk. The dam magifasas stamish lele rotzen over tummy. So says the Chachamim to Rabbi Kiva, you, Rabbi Kiva, came along with the Kal V'Chomer. You said if the milk of a woman is machshir, when it's only for ketanim, for sure the milk of an animal is machshir shleil ratzin, when it's even for gedolim. Say the Rabbanim back to Rabbi Kiva, no. The reason why the milk of a woman is metame even shleil ratzin is just like her dam of an injury is metame shleil ratzin, as opposed to the dam of an animal. Said Rabbi Kiva, Amalahan, Rabbi Kiva said, Machmani b'chalav mi b'dam, but I am still going to be more machmir by the chalav than by dam. Shaha chaylev l'refua, if you are chaylev an animal for refua, like let's say the animal's got too much milk, and therefore you alleviate, and you're chaylev l'refua, it's a machshir, it's tummy, it's a machshir. Whereas hamak is l'refuah tahar. Whereas you see that the blood, if you extract the blood for the refuah, it's not machshir, it's tahar. So I see that the milk has more of a reason. And therefore, if the milk of an animal is oymed bein l'ketan and bein l'gedolim, it should be more of a reason to say that it's a machshir. Amru lai, so they said back to Bekiva, what are you talking about? Sali zeisim anavim yechichu. I will disprove your point from baskets of olives and grapes. Shehamashkin hayotzin mehen l'rotzen tmeim v'shaloi l'rotzen tahirin. That any liquid which comes out l'rotzen is tamei, whereas shaloi l'rotzen is tahirin. So that is the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now in Yanenu we say, my lav l'rotzen means specifically, the nichalei, you want it. And shaloi l'rotzen means bistama. So ultimately this is going to be the kasha on what we said before. Before we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have berries and pomegranates, and you bring it in stam, and liquid oozes out, we said in Rabbi Yehuda, even if it just, you bring it in stam, that is considered as if you wanted it. It's considered as if you brought it in for the sake of its liquid. The Gemara is now asking Akasha that don't we see in this discussion between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva that Lerotzin is only if you specifically want it, but Minastam is not considered like you want it. Well, we'll have to pick it up tomorrow, but just try and remember that point that up until now we said in Rabbi Yehuda that the only time we say there's no gzeira is if I bring in the tusim remaining specifically to eat. But if it's for drinking or stam, then I make gzeira. And now we're showing that even stam is not considered to be lerotzen, and we're going to ask Akasha. We'll have to pick it up tomorrow with the show.